Monday. I'm Russ. That's along with Freddie Kiger. And time for more trivia today. And Freddie tells me he's got another Woodstock.
Yeah, I have to. Sorry, folks. Today was not supposed to be the last day of Woodstock, but it was the unintended day because the acts carried on even into the morning of Monday, the 18th, which is the exact anniversary today, 45 years ago. So our question, name the last act.
To
play, which was from about 8:30 to 11:10 in the morning, Monday morning. Who was the last artist to play Woodstock?
Yeah, I remember that.
And in fact, he would be about ready to play in about another hour or so or whatever on this day.
Yeah.
Famous Woodstock artist. And yes, this person went on to become very famous.
Yes.
And Freddie, thank you for the question.
What we have in mind here, man, is breakfast in bed for $400,000.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off, $20 worth of food and drink available today for only $10. Picture the perfect intimate and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's 50% off from Oasis at Carmel. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Boom, 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 boom.
And then went right into Purple Haze.
Yeah. Purple Haze all in my brain.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Not exactly.
No. Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix's last act at Woodstock, and what would it have been without him? That was, I mean, Woodstock was great up until that moment, but with Jimi Hendrix, it became something that was unforgettable.
It became the iconic image of that entire decade, particularly the last years with Vietnam and so many issues going on that were quite memorable.
I just happen to be a really big Jimi Hendrix fan, and I personally think he's the greatest guitar player who ever lived. And one of my most unforgettable times was when we went out to
Seattle
and saw that permanent exhibit out there, Jimi Hendrix in London or something, but it's just incredible. I did not want to leave. You can ask my wife, and she had to practically drag me out of there.
Well, yeah, and never received truly the credit that he deserved when he was alive. I think as far as Billboard chart, I think the highest tune he ever had was in the 30s, and it was All Along the Watchtower. Yeah,
he didn't care about that.
No, he didn't care about it. But I'm just talking about, you know, the artistic side as opposed to the commercial side.
Yeah, he became, his legend grew and grew and grew over the years, and now it's, you know, he's pretty much acknowledged as the top guitar player.
That scene of him. And the thing was, Ron, when he played, probably over half of the crowd had already left.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he only played to about, and this is going to sound ridiculous, maybe around 200,000 when the peak attendance was 400,000.
Yeah, how would you like to have been there in the crowd and left before Jimi Hendrix came on?
Gosh.
Wouldn't that be a loss?
Well, here's even a better trivia question that we'll throw out there. Executive director Michael Lang, you know who he asked first to be the last act of Woodstock?
I can't remember. I have to think about that.
Roy Rogers. He wanted Roy Rogers, the singing cowboy, to sing
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
And as Roy Rogers. But that's who Michael Lang wanted to have end Woodstock. And there's a part of me that goes, that would have been kind of cool.
It would have been kind of funny. Yeah.
Happy trails to you.
It would have been kind of an ironic ending.
Oh, my gosh. But instead.
Man, he couldn't have done
better. Unbelievable. All right. See you tomorrow for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
All right.